Time to go beyond the playbook this morning with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, let's talk about last Sunday first and foremost. The Bills went to Miami. They left with a 37-20 win over the Dolphins. How did it all come together for the Bills?
It was finally, finally, the type of game that Bills fans have been hoping for week after week. I guess because the Bills, and more to the point, the Bills offense led by Josh Allen, lived up to the expectations, or perhaps more accurately put, for 1 week, just kind of lived up to the hope that the fan base has for the future. You know, and I don't want to get too hyperbolic on the importance of the win, as it was against a bad team, but we've seen the Bills play bad teams much too close for comfort and far too often this season. So taking a step and soundly beating a bad team, that was significant. And in that way, the win represented perhaps not, I guess not a collective celebration, but you know, more of a collective exhale that a nice record may not be a facade hiding that endless pit of disappointment that Bills fans have been so desperate to escape for a generation. And that's why I say the Dolphins win was more like an exhale rather than a celebration, because relief seems to be more appropriate to sum up how the Bills win bought themselves yet another week of hope as they enter a stretch of one of the toughest remaining schedules in the league. And that relief and hope that the Bills might just be up to more difficult challenges was certainly bolstered by the best game of quarterback Josh Allen's career, as he accounted for 312 yards of total offense, four touchdowns as he passed for 256, three scores through the air, and rushed for another 56 while adding a rushing touchdown, which was good enough to earn him AFC Offensive Player of the Week honors. You know, obviously one performance does not a season make, but if you've been listening to my analysis throughout the season, you'll know how much I've emphasized both patience, but the need to see tangible progress in Allen's growth, and that's just what we saw last Sunday. But it's still one step that both Allen and the team will need to build upon if they're to convince Western New Yorkers that they might be for real, as the general mood still seems to be one of guarded skepticism. And for a community of fans who've been fooled one or two or I guess countless times, it seems, Buffalonians may seem endlessly hopeful, but it's also the city of no illusions for a reason.
Well stated, for sure. Okay, let's take a look. It's the 3-7 Broncos in Orchard Park this coming Sunday. How does the game set up for the Bills?
The game against the Broncos, kind of deceiving, actually. The Broncos are 3-7, and on the face of it, to appear to be one of the few remaining bad teams the Bills have on their schedule. And while they are what their record says they are, there's a bit more nuance to Denver and what kind of competition to expect. While the Bills have done pretty well in closing out close games, the Broncos, they've done the opposite and somehow managed to lose three games this season by 2 points each. So basically, they're three field goals away from being 6-4. And for Josh Allen and the offense to carry over their Miami performance, it's going to be tough, yet a really exciting test for his future as they face a Broncos defense that's fourth best in total yards allowed, fifth best against the pass, and eighth best in points per game allowed. So I continue to look at these types of games, though, as opportunities, because if Allen and the offense are going to have a chance in the tougher overall games to come, they need to show they're up to the challenge, not just against bad defenses like Miami, but that they can carry their weight when those challenges get tougher, and that starts this Sunday. And the good news is that it's likely to be a bit of a softer overall test with some margin for error that hopefully the Bills won't need, because the Bills' good defense, you know, barring the possibility that they're way off their game, should match up well against Denver's offense, which ranks sixth worst league-wide in scoring. But the Bills certainly cannot minimize the game or take anything for granted, as we've seen this season. They absolutely need this win Sunday if they want to take another step in the direction of the playoffs. And as I mentioned before, the road only gets much tougher from here, and let's hope I'm revisiting next week before their Thanksgiving game with, another rave review, right?
Well, yes, absolutely. We look forward to that. Matt Sabuda, as always, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.